whole team is very excited, and considering the situation in Somalia and how the country was, you can understand when you have the biggest sporting event in the world. I think it is very exciting.
Maybe you can talk us through some of the challenges that you've faced.
I think it's all clear. It's well highlighted in the situation in the country for the past 21 years, where there was a prolonged civil war and conflict and also other natural disasters. And I think being an athlete and actually working in the sport, it has been very challenging, where the whole institutions of the country has been destroyed, and also including the whole sports facilities. For example, there is no single sports facilities that is functioning properly, especially there is no single athletics track in the whole country. So to train and produce athletes that can compete in the highest level in that country is very challenging. And also the workers of the National Olympic Committee faces a constant danger because there is the lawlessness of the country and the danger. So it has been very, very challenging. But actually our main aim was coming and bringing the Somali flag among the others in this big sports event. We did not come here to win medals. We have to be realistic. Athletes understand when we understand, and although they're very, very proud and wanted to try their best to do the best they can, but actually competing and challenging an athlete's been prepared and been cared for the past 4 years where they had everything they need, and someone who did not have even the basic facilities, I think you can understand. And actually the whole Somali community and whole Somali people and Somali National Olympic Committee were very proud that the Somali athletes are competing among others in the Olympic Games.
Somalia has never won a medal in the Olympic Games. You said there that the most important thing was the taking part. But do you have any hopes of winning a medal?
I think we don't have to kid ourselves. And actually, as I said, these athletes who actually came from a country where there is no even a single athletics track, and there is constant danger for the athletes, it could be a miracle if they win something, but actually it's not something actually we're thinking. Because actually the athletes that are competing is athletes who have got the best facilities and the best resources and who have been prepared for the past 4 years, nothing else but to win medals. You will never know what happens in sport, but actually our objective at the moment in this is about bringing the Somali flag into the Olympics. But hopefully if the situation of the country gets better and we get the right resources, hopefully Somalia has got talented athletes. And I think in that part of the world where we are in, where it's places that produces the people who win the most medals in the athletics in the Eastern Africa. But without having the resources to produce, the talents are there, but actually bringing out those talent needs a resource and needs facilities, it needs equipment, it needs the proper coaching and everything else, and a business stability the most of all. That's what Somalia has been lacking in the past 21 years. We didn't have Olympic winners, but we had a world champion. We've got Abdibile Abdi, who's been a world champion in the 1500 in 1987. We are very pleased and glad he's part among our delegation here in this Olympic Games to become a role model and a figure that young Somalis can look up to and hopefully take the sport more seriously.
Can you talk us through some of the difficulties that you had in actually getting to London? I understand it was quite difficult obtaining the visas, and there isn't even a direct flight from Mogadishu to London.
Yes, I think there is always difficult for someone to leave from Somalia to come to Europe, and that's something we can understand. It's not a secret. There was a concern. We were always confident that the athletes and the delegation will be coming, but it was all about the facilitation and things like that. There's no Somali embassy, and there's no British embassy in Mogadishu, and the people coming from outside EU need biometrics to be taken. All along, we did not want our people to travel to another country to obtain visa because they were coming for Olympic Games. They're not going to tourism or on holiday or anything else, but we were always confident that the solution will be found. And I think working very closely with the UK Border Agency and LOCOG and ourselves, and I think the situation has been resolved. There was a bit concerned, but actually it was not serious at all.